بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، My brothers and sisters, I have a simple question to ask. What do you consider yourself to be? Abdullah and Amatullah, or Khadimullah or Khadimatullah? Do you consider yourself to be a slave, male or female, of Allah, or a servant of Allah? So I suggest you answer this question for yourself. Are you a slave of Allah or are you a servant of Allah? Now let me tell you why I'm saying that and what is the difference between the two. Let's start with servant. We understand that because we work in corporations, we work in companies, we work for other people and so on and so forth. And if you are serving somebody, then you are a servant of that person. A servant is not necessarily somebody who is mopping floors in their house. If I'm working for GE, then I'm a servant of GE. If I'm working for Microsoft, I'm a servant of Microsoft and so on and so forth. Basically, another word for servant would be employee, right? So if I am a servant of somebody or something or an entity, organization, then I am an employee in that organization, right? So, who is an employee? What are the characteristics of an employee? There are three. First one, entry. An employee becomes an employee because he or she wants to become an employee, number one. And how does that happen? You apply for the job, right? There is a job and you apply for the job. And if the employer wishes to recruit you, after testing you and so on and so forth, finds you suitable, then the employer will employ you and you become an employee of that employer. So that's the first one. Second one, second characteristic of the employee is that you are employed for a particular job. Right, if you're working for an organization or you're working for a person, those of you who have servants, like in India, for example, my driver is employed for a specific job, which is to drive my car. Now, I can't, for example, tell my driver, today the cook didn't come, so come and cook some food for me. Or I can't say to the driver, today the maid didn't come, so come and sweep the house and you know, wash the... wipe the floors, mop the floors, and do all of that, right? I can't do that. I mean, even if I do that, meaning that supposing I have this beautiful relationship with my driver, and our driver is like, he's like a son of ours, you know, like a member of the family. And if I did tell him to sweep the house or to mop the floors, I'm sure he would not object. But I don't tell him that. Right, because that's not his job. His job is to drive the car. Similarly, if I have somebody who's employed, if I have a sales guy employed in my company, I will not ask the sales guy, you know what, you have a BCom, come and in addition to the sales or something, you know, come and help the accountant with the stuff for the taxes or something else. So, an employee is employed for a particular job and has a job description which has a set of duties that they are supposed to fulfill. Number three, an employee is employed for a consideration, for a compensation, which is again specific to the job. So, the person is paid so much of money for that job per month, per year. It may come also with some other perks, like you might have health insurance, you might have this or that, whatever. So there is three specific characteristics. Number one, it is by choice. An employee enters the employment of an organization or a person by choice. Number two, they are employed for a particular set of things to do. There is a particular job with a description. Number three is that they are paid a certain amount of money, right? Now, what goes without saying, obviously, is that the employee also can leave the employment of that person or that organization if they wish.
So you can resign and go away. Nobody can stop you. And if you resign from an organization, then you are not committing a crime or committing a sin. This is part of your right as an employee to work, to choose to work or choose not to work. You joined them of your volition. You joined that organization because you wanted to join, and therefore you have the right to leave. Okay? Now, look at what a slave is. Number one, a slave is the property of the slave owner, right? The slave owner owns the slave, like he or she owns a chair, or like he or she owns an animal, for example, right? They own that slave. And that's the reason why slavery in a human context is prohibited. It is haram. It is injustice. It is the worst possible thing. If slavery is not unjust, if slavery is not wrong, then nothing is wrong. So that is why to make a free person a slave, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam counted this among the worst of the sins. So here is a human being, and you have enslaved that human being. You have no right whatsoever to do that, and therefore you have done something. You've committed a huge crime. So we're not talking, and I'm just giving you this as an example to illustrate. So who is a slave? A slave is owned. A slave did not choose to be a slave. A slave is owned by the person. And if you are owned by somebody, you can't walk away because you don't have the right to leave because your life is not your own. You are owned by that person. Number one. Number two. What is the duty of a slave? Yeah, and this is the key fact I want you to think about. What is the duty of a slave? As I told you, the duty of a driver of a car is to drive the car. A duty of a cook is to cook the food. A duty of somebody who is washing clothes is to wash clothes. A duty of the CEO of an organization is to run that organization in the best possible way. What is the duty of a slave? The slave has only one duty, and that is to obey. Obey what? Obey anything that the owner tells him or her to do. If the owner tells the slave, stand on your head, what is the duty of the slave? Is to stand on his head. That's it, right? He's not going to ask why, how does this order of yours, is it logical? Is it fair, just nothing? Stand on your head means stand on your head. The duty of the slave is to obey. And number three, what is the compensation of a slave? There is no specific compensation for the slave. It is the duty of the owner to ensure that the slave has everything that he or she needs to be comfortable and to be happy. Right? Three different things, completely different. The reason I'm asking this is because today we live in a situation where we act like servants of Allah. I want you to do me a favor. Look in the Quran for the word khadimullah, or the word khadim with regard to human beings and their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khadim, khuddam, khadima as the female form. Please find it. If you find it, please send me the reference. Right? Do another one. Go to Google Translate, type in the word khadim, and see what the English translation is. Right? The Urdu people might not have a problem because Urdu also has a word called khadim with the same meaning, which is servant. But go and do that and say khadim is servant. Now type in the word abd. See what translation you get. You get the word slave. But the unfortunate thing is that we have gotten used to mistranslating the Quran. Where we translate the word Abdullah as servant of Allah, right? And I submit to you that this is a wrong translation, and you are doing injustice to yourself and injustice to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by translating Abd as servant when that is not the meaning of the word. Abd is not servant. Abd is slave. So please don't mistranslate. And why is that important? It's not semantics. It's important because it completely changes the attitude of the person. What is Islam saying? What is Islam saying about the slave, about the abd? Allah said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Oh, you believe, enter into Islam completely and totally. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the people, and he said what? Sami'na wa ata'ana. We hear and we obey. He did not say we hear and we obey if we like it, we obey if we understand it, if we obey if we consider it worthy of obedience. No. We hear and we obey. And that's my question to you and myself. Are we slaves of Allah or are we servants? Because if we act as servants, then we are going to put ourselves into a lot of trouble. And we are going to put ourselves into a lot of needless stress. More tomorrow, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.